And right now, I am talking to a lovely, awesome, spectacular dude.
Oh, man, you're making me blush.
Long time no talk to you, Brian. Sorry, it's been a while.
It certainly has.
Yeah.
Have you been doing the in the know since the beginning of the year?
You know me too well. It's kind of like 2008's been pretty 2000 and great for me. And I've been, well, I've got a producer now.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, she's quite onto it.
Uh-huh.
So she's helping me, you know, make sure I ask you well in advance.
She's helping you to focus.
Yes, yes, very good. Hey, now, I sat with this album on Sunday, and I totally agreed with everything you said when we were talking about getting you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Supergrass, Diamond, Hoo-Ha.
Yeah.
Where do you start, Brian?
It's just, you know, firstly, it's just so great to hear them again. I mean, it has been 3 years since the last one. You know, Road to Ruin, and anyone who's followed the career with any interest knows how mediocre that album was. You know, Word to the Wise guys, there's no such thing as a working holiday, okay? You know, going to Nice to record your album was not probably the wisest idea you've ever had, especially as you didn't have a producer. So you can just see the scenario. Bunch of young guys sitting around, drank a lot of really good red wine, smoked a lot of really good dope, mucked around in the studio for 6 months, then they said to the record label, here's our album, and I could just see the MD now. Where's the tunes, guys? it sank without a trace, and just it just wasn't very good. By their standard, because, man, they just hadn't put a foot wrong up to that point, you know? But I'm just so happy to say that the new one is, you know, I know it's a real cliche, but it really is a massive return to form, you know? It's just a glam stomp of a record. I mean, you know, they really are channeling the inner T-Rex. The second single, Bad Blood, I mean, that wouldn't be out of place off a White Stripes record, you know, but, you know, obviously a bit more sort of tuneful and melodic than what they do. But, you know, it's got that kind of real kind of bluesy feel about it. And you know, like track 9, for example, Whiskey and Green Tea, there's no way I could imagine them doing a track that complex, say, you know, 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
But it's interesting because, you know, you tend to forget they have been around for 13 years. You know, it's 95 when the first album came out, and they're still together. I mean, how many of the Britpop pack can you say that about? There's Oasis, and that's pretty much it. All the rest have gone, and yet they've survived. And so many people said at the time, oh, they're just a novelty act. They'll never last. Yep, they're still here, and they're still, you know, producing fantastic music, you know. It was interesting also, I read somewhere over the gestation of the album, they'd finished the album, and they were all set to go on tour. And, you know, you just couldn't believe this would happen. The drummer sleepwalked out of a third-story window and broke his back.
Yeah, it's pretty horrific.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, you know, that kind of thing just really frightens you. You think, there but for the grace of God go all of us, you know? It was interesting because the other two decided they were going to just do a couple of little impromptu shows under a different name, which is basically what they did, you know. But it wasn't, you know, it certainly wasn't Supergrass, and they didn't pretend that it was, you know. But yeah, I'm just really hoping this album will kind of get them back into the public eye, because it really deserves to, you know. I mean, it's almost like the last gasp of summer, you know, because the thing about the Supergrass records, for me anyway, is they always just, you know, they just make you feel really good, you know.
Yeah.
Which is what all great rock and roll should really do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with angst and melancholy. I mean, I love it myself, but every now and then, it's nice to hear somebody's life is actually going well.
Yeah.
You know?
Makes a change, eh?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I like about what's happening with this record is that you can tell the record company really dig it too?
Yeah. I mean, it's been really interesting because, you know, from a retail point of view, as soon as it hit the stores, it started to sell. I mean, that's partially because I think, you know, the reviews have been really positive, and I think people must have heard it and thinking, hey, this sounds really good. But also, EMI have been putting up these huge fly posters all over town saying there was a new record out.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, so people were aware it was there, you know? And which is kind of unusual because, you know, you would have thought there, you know, the critical and financial currency was pretty much spent. You know, people had moved on to other things. But obviously not. I mean, the fan base came out and said, hey, you know, we're still really interested. And, you know, I just found that really positive because, like I said before, it deserves to, you know. It's just such a really cool album.
Oh, awesome.
It's interesting, too, where they've recorded. They've recorded at Hansa Studios, which, of course, was where Bowie recorded the Great Berlin Trilogy. Although, I have to confess, I mean, there's none of that kind of, you know, electronic weirdness on this record, sadly. But then again, they had Nick Lawney helping them out, who, you know, if you're not aware of him, he's he's produced a lot of the Nick Cave records, plus he did the last Vales album as well. So I can imagine being a non-nonsense Australian, we're just going to put up any crap for them in the studio. It's like, hey guys, we're here to work, you know? Mm. Let's get it done. And that was the problem with the last one. They were producing themselves. They had no one, basically, to kick their asses if they didn't feel like making an effort, you know?
Right.
And I think certain bands, certain bands need a producer. They need someone to crack the whip, and
yeah.
just the way they are, you know?
Yeah.
And I think Supergrass are like that, because what you've got to always bear in mind is that they all started this band when they were really young. Like Gaz, I mean, he's never had a proper job. You know, he went from high school, doing his own levels, straight into Supergrass. So he's never actually worked. I mean, he was in a band when he was 14, called the Jennifers, who were signed to Nude Records, who were the home for Suede amongst other people, who only released two singles, admittedly. But you know, that's all he's done. You know, I can remember reading stories about him, you know, basically crashing out of his own levels, doing really badly because basically, 3 or 4 months out of that school year, he was on tour.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's face it, I mean, you know, scholastic achievement was never too high on his list of priorities, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
And the other thing I love about listening to this too is that, you know, to me it sounds like they're still having a lot of fun doing it, you know.
Yeah.
It isn't like, oh God, we've got to make another record, how boring is that? I guess, you know, we have to do what we have to do. They're obviously doing it because they still really dig, and they obviously still really dig being in a band with each other. They're obviously still really good mates, you know. And, you know, I think this makes a huge difference, you know. Because, I mean, I heard an interesting story about REM recently from a friend of mine. He was saying that, Michael Stipe and Peter Buck just don't communicate with each other at all anymore. They travel in separate buses, they've got separate dressing rooms, you know, they'll communicate, you know, when they're making a record, but in terms of hanging out together, nah, you know. Although the recent Q interview with Have You Believe Different, I don't know.
We won't go into REMA because I know we both have our views on that album. But anywho,
indeed.
Hey, do you have a favourite track of this?
Well, the one I mentioned before, I have to say, Whiskey and Green Tea, I just think is just a great, great song. And I just love the wigged out sax solo at the end. And I'm a real sucker for electric piano. There's just not enough electric piano in pop songs these days.
Awesome. Hey, I'm going to play some Duffy later too, dude.
Oh, fantastic.
I know. Love her.
Got to play Mercy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All good.
Awesome.
Hey, thank you so much for a fantastic review.
Cool.
And I hope to talk to you a lot sooner again.
Okay.
All right, Brian?
Yeah, cool.
Hey, take care, and I'll play the track Whiskey and Green Tea.
Cool. Okay.
Awesome.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Right, let's cue that up. And here you go.
fun.